Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Welcome to another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. And I probably should be doing an episode on the situation in Europe with the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. I probably should, but we're not, because apparently many in the Christian church are more concerned about another issue. And they shouldn't be, but they are. Because the NCAA women's swim competition is awash, pun intended, I apologize, with a controversy. And unless you've been under a rock or a sponge, since we're using water metaphors at this moment, you know that an individual who I'm not going to name, because, you know, the person's name doesn't need to be named if you're, you know, you've been watching the news. And this person deserves their privacy more than this person is getting. Who was born genetically a male, is being allowed to compete as a female by the NCAA because this individual is in the middle of transitioning from a male to a female. This individual is in the process of doing the hormone replacement therapy and is transitioning. And the question that is consuming many people is it fair? And to be honest with you, I don't care, because in the great scope of eternity, swimming is not a great concern to me. And I realize that for many people, especially those who swim athletically and swim for scholarships for college, or those who want to compete for the Olympics, that is supremely important. And I don't want to minimize that for you, because that is important. And you feel that they're taking a spot, that individual is taking a spot away from you. And I understand that. And for you, that is supremely important. And I want to respect how you feel. But for many people on social media, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, they don't really care about your concerns. They just want to be aghast. And especially those individuals who call themselves Christians, who call themselves individuals in the church. I'll be honest with you. They just want something else to complain about. And that is the reason I'm doing this podcast today on the issue of transgenderism, the sexual alphabet, and the church. That's the title of today's podcast. But first, you need to know that I disagree with transgenderism, but on a theological level. For an individual to say that they were born in the wrong body is to say that God made an error in the creation of only two genders. Because in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, he said that he created man and he created woman. And after that, and you can go and check, because I'm not going to turn to Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, he said that it was very good after the creation of man and woman. By the way, he waited until he created woman for him to say it was very good. And that's something we could talk about on another episode. But for him, for somebody to say, I was put in the wrong body, it's to say that God made a mistake. And I'm not going to go there. And I don't think that any of us should go there. And this is a theological concern, first and foremost, for anyone to say that I was born into the wrong body. I was born as the wrong sex. And so the issue of transgenderism is a theological issue, not a issue of gender dysphoria, even though, and we'll talk about gender dysphoria in a moment. And because we do, as Christians in churches, we have to confront the issue that we have men and women out there in the world today who are confused, and they are being misled by the world. Because gender dysphoria is a problem that the world needs to consider, especially as our younger generations are being told by social media that all types of sexual identities are acceptable. You know, the sexual alphabet of LGBTQIA, and then they run out of letters, so they add the little symbol plus. And so you can be polyamorous and polyamory and all of these things. They're being told that, and they're being told that it's acceptable, and their favorite people that they grew up watching on the Disney Channel are coming out as everything under the sun. And so they're confused. And so they're thinking that it's okay. And the church, instead of confronting this issue, are just overreacting in panic. And yes, I said the word overreacting in panic, instead of confronting this issue biblically and theologically and compassionately. Because we do need to confront the theological lie, but we must also realize behind transgenderism and polyamory and all the other letters of the sexual alphabet are souls who need spiritual help and who, bottom line, need Messiah, Jesus. And that's the one issue that we will, or we seemingly refuse to confront. And believe it or not, I did some research, because I actually talked to somebody. I'm not going to tell you who, because that's not really important right now. But I talked to somebody about this issue, and because, you know, there are people that are born with the issue, what we used to call, the appropriate term is not this anymore, but there are individuals who are born as hermaphrodites. That was the term that used to be acceptable, who are somehow born because of a genetic abnormality, because of something that happens as they're being developed in the body or in the pregnancy. And I have a list of these, by the way, with perhaps, and I'm going to use the proper terms. So if you're offended, just be prepared. They're born with both a vagina and a penis, or on the outside, or they're born internally with the potential of growing testicles the internal female body parts as well, a clitoris. See, I can use those terms too. And there are different types of various conditions. And by the way, the proper term now is called intersexuality. But these are all genetic conditions. And some of these terms I cannot pronounce very well. But, you know, late onset congenital adrenal hyperplasia, hypospadias, Klinefelter syndrome, Turner syndrome, Mullerian agenesis, I think I mispronounced that, vaginal atresis or agenesis, and I'm skipping the ones I don't know how to pronounce, by the way, congenital adrenal hyperplasia. But let me give you some examples. The first one I pronounced, late onset congenital adrenal hyperplasia, happens in approximately 1 in 1,000 births, which is 0.1 or 0.2% of all births. In other words, it doesn't happen that often. Or there's one called XXYY genotype that happens to males, that happens in 1 in 18,000 or 1 in 40,000 male births, which happens, just so you'll know, in 0.0025% of all births. In other words, this intersexuality, that someone can be born with both male and female genitalia, is very, very rare. And the percentage is 0.2 to 0.5, because I looked up the statistics, of all births. So, and most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, the parents and the child can determine how that they're going to, from the point on, if the child will be male or female, and they can do a simple operation and counseling to decide if the child will be a male or a female by removing the non-functioning sexual organs. So there is no biological, I was born in the wrong body, even medically or biologically. But that still does not deny the responsibility of the church, of Christians, to respond to the spiritual, emotional, mental, psychological needs of those individuals who are struggling with the lie of Satan, who has told them that they are this or they are that. And you know what churches and Christians are doing today? They're not doing it. We have failed. And instead, what are we doing? We're posting the most horrible memes on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and on all different types of social media, mocking the swimmer who is taking a place away from another swimmer, when we should be praying for that swimmer. We should be praying for the salvation of the swimmer, and praying that this individual will come to faith in Messiah Jesus and get the spiritual and emotional and mental counseling that they need so that they can find wholeness and completeness in Messiah Jesus. We have failed them, because if we look behind the alphabet letter and the issue which makes us squirm so much and saw a soul who needs Jesus, then perhaps we might show the world what truly being a church and a Christian really is in 2022 and beyond. Because can you look at this swimmer and see the soul that's within that body? Can you? Because if not, I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and go down to verse 9, where Paul gives this big long list of sins that includes the list, the alphabet letter list, and says that these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. And we love verse 9 and we love verse 10. And we stop at the end of verse 10. But I'm going to read to you verse 11. And such were some of you. Oh, wait. Yes, Paul said, such were some of you. Such were some of you. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So before we all get high and mighty and judgmental about this swimmer or that sin or that alphabet letter, let us remember that there by the grace of God, that could be us. Let us pray for the souls of those alphabet letters. And then we could maybe make a difference out in the lives of those people who are spiritually hurting and spiritually and emotionally and mentally needing our help, instead of being a clanging gong and a cymbal that just is making a lot of noise. You know, in my own devotional time, I've been reading through the seven churches of Revelation. And, you know, and I got to the church of Laodicea, the one that makes God sick. Because on the surface, it looked like they were blowing and going. But God said, you know what? You make me want to throw up. And I wonder, what would he say about the church of America today that we would rather mock and castigate a swimmer who so obviously needs the grace of God that passes all understanding on social media, then pray for the salvation of that individual's soul. Just something to think about. Until the next time. This is Amy Downey with Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries.